We shift now into our Vents Day segment, your weekly opportunity to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. We provide the topics, you provide the opinions. And this week we'll be talking about tourism slogans, real or imagined, and road repairs needed. 800-838-3760, our phone number, our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Emily Cureton will join me here in the studio in just a moment, and we'll get some results from our survey for this week as well. So we got to the discussion of tourism slogans after the unveiling of Oregon's new campaign, We Like It, You Might Too. It's maybe not quite the resonance of Pacific Wonderland of many years ago, but that's the point. It's meant to be an undersell, like people talking and saying things like, yeah, it's cool, without a sense of gigantic enthusiasm. Here's an example, the audio from one of the 15-second TV spots set on the beach at Bandon.
If you brought a swimsuit to the Oregon coast, don't worry. Someone will loan you a sweater.
That little trill at the end is where the slogan goes on the screen. We like it. You might too. Here's another example of this laid-back approach from a TV spot that actually shows somebody laid back on a picnic table.
There are all kinds of things you can do in Oregon. But you don't have to do any of them.
So now you have the basic rhythm of the campaign. Like any tourism campaign, this campaign, We Like It, You Might Too. Some people are loving it. Some are throwing rocks. We want to know what you think. And we want you to help sell your own community. Give the selling points real or wry for getting people to your town. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two in this Vents Day is also travel related, but about the actual infrastructure. We talked to Caltrans about Last Chance Grade on 101 in Del Norte County this week. It's on a set of slides so severe that they have seen it move more than 2 feet in 5 months. Plans to move the road are underway, but it could be 20 years or more before Caltrans gets funding and permits to make an alternate route. What's on your list for highway fixing up? We read some complaints about the new Interstate 5 interchange in Phoenix, which puts traffic on the left-hand side for part of the way. Road repairs needed and tourism slogans, your discussion topics on Vents Day, 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. And then there's all those survey respondents, and Emily's in the studio now with those. People had some fun. We probably didn't play up the, join us with your snark comments as much as we could have, but they provided some.
They sure did, Jeff. The surveys always a good time, and this week we kept it kind of light. I personally also enjoyed sort of digging into state slogans of yore and of present, the spectrum there ranging from out-and-out braggadocio to perhaps a little too humble. In that case, I'm thinking of Wisconsin's slogan, stay just a little bit longer, Wisconsin.
I wonder if they use the music for that, you know, that old song, stay just a little bit longer.
You might have to sing a few more bars for me.
No, sorry. That's enough singing for one day. Well, it's funny you bring up Wisconsin because I did live there before I moved to Oregon more than 30 years ago. And it was shortly after we moved to Oregon that I noticed they were having a campaign to think about replacing the standing license plate slogan, which was and still is America's Dairyland. And they had a contest, and one of the things that people put in was, come smell our dairy air.
Clever.
Yes.
Clever.
Didn't quite catch on. But let's get your thoughts about what you'd like for a tourism slogan, what you think about the tourism slogan for any place around you. For example, when Medford went from We Hug Visitors in Medford to Medford, the center of it all. I mean, what about your town do you think is a good selling point? I know Grants Pass
So Medford actually had a slogan that was We Hug Visitors. We have some reference to that on our survey that I'm looking forward to getting into. And
right.
I wondered where they were coming from.
Well, yes, in the 80s, into the 90s, they had Huggy Bear was the symbol of Medford. And so when they had travel conferences
creepy,
and stuff.
Maybe.
Well, that's exactly where it got to. People are thinking it's kind of weird having people hug people in bear costumes.
Maybe not, though. Maybe all the world needs is more hugs. There's certainly room for lots of opinions on this program.
Absolutely. We'll be taking your opinions right here on our Vents Day segment. So we're talking about travel slogans and road repairs needed, where and what. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I don't want to take this phone call because we're so close to a break, but it's really interesting to look at not just domestic tourism slogans, but I went on a bit of a rampage yesterday.
I bet, yeah.
Looking around the world. Panama, it will never leave you. Canada, keep exploring. Which, you know, you think
don't
about...
Don't get lost.
Well, think about some of the double entendre. Keep exploring. Canada's not the place you want to be. Just keep going. You wonder where people go with these. But so we'll take your opinions when we come back to this Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hoping to get some earnest slogans, Jeffrey, but also, I must admit, I was hoping for a little bit of snark, and people delivered on all counts, so that never disappoints with Jefferson Exchange listeners. The jumping off point for all this, of course, was the state of Oregon, Travel Oregon's new slogan. A bit wry, a bit understated. We like it here. You might too. So that was our riff point. We asked people what slogan best summed up their community. And a lot of responses here from the Rogue Valley. Let's lead with an earnest one. Rome. Oh, and this one is actually from the coast, and this will tie in well with our other topic, Jeffrey. This one is from Harbor. Susan in Harbor wrote in, "Roam, float, bike, and bask along waves and woods in beautiful Brookings Harbor." And she said that her favorite thing about where she lived was the natural beauty. I say it ties in with our other topic well because, as you know, Harbor has been beleaguered by an epic sinkhole for the last, well, it's been going on months and months now, huh?
Gigantic sinkhole. And when you look at the road there, Shopping Center Avenue is the one that actually collapsed, but it got up right to the edges of 101. And so 101 had to be detoured. So this ties in with our discussion of Last Chance Grade in Del Norte County, built on a series of landslides, 101 up and down the Oregon coast, built on landslides. And as it turns out, sinkhole areas as well. So the other topic here today is where do you see the need for road repairs to go on? And yes, they can be obvious things like let's fill in that sinkhole and put the road back in, or other places where you just think tweaks that have been done just haven't worked that well. And we have an email about that as well. We want to hear from you. 800-838-3760 about needed road repairs and or tourism slogans. jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. Hi. Grants Pass, home of the driverless car.
Would you care to explain, Paul?
Come over and drive with me sometime. I spend a lot of time on the road, and you'll see. Red lights are considered optional, and stop signs are considered optional permissive traffic suggestion devices. You have people turning in front of you, you have people turning behind you, you have octogenarians, you have meth heads, you have octogenarian meth heads, you name it, we've got it. The best I ever saw was in a freeze. I came down through the underpass there. We have a little Escherian underpass, and I came down through the underpass. There was a car up on the divider, sideways blocking both lanes. The driver was still in the car, sitting there staring out the front window. The passenger had gotten out and was sitting on the leading edge of the divider. The car was high-centered, sideways on, staring out at the traffic.
But how about the roads and the roads themselves in Grants Pass, Paul? So the people on them, maybe something, a new form of speed bump. But how about the potholes, or do you have places where there's easily avoidable traffic, but perhaps not the resources to fix it or prevent it?
Well, we're going to see more and more of that over in the county as we continue to move through the funding crisis that we have. So, it's the climate is true. It's the climate. Although on a really nasty rainy day where the rain is hitting the ground, bouncing up 3 feet and coming back down, it's the climate is a little ironic, but most of the time it's the climate. I don't think they could do better than that here.
Sounds like a good slogan too, actually.
It is. Yeah,
it's the climate.
Well, it is their slogan.
Yeah, it's on that the big banner over the street there on South, Sixth Street, right?
Yeah, I still like the home of the driverless car. Anyway, in terms of the state slogans, the new program sounds like it came out of Slacker Center in the Willamette Valley. And I got to tell you, I've got to go back to Tom McCall. Oregon, a nice place to visit. Leave your money. Go away.
Honest.
Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's the climate is the sign that has been hanging over 6th Street for decades now. But I also was just reading this morning about the fact that the Grants Pass City Council and Branding Committee have reinvested some time and attention in Live Rogue, which apparently was so unpopular last year that people jumped all over that one, too. So it doesn't surprise me that anything you say where you're trying to encapsulate an urge for people to come see your wonderful area in anywhere from 2 to 6 words, there's going to be some criticism of it.
Oh, of course. And the more clever you try to be, probably the more criticism you're going to get. I could see live rogue, a lot of connotations there. But it's succinct, you know. Talk about 2 to 6 words. 6 words, that's a lot of words for a slogan.
Well, yeah, we like it, you might too, which you know, when you just read that at first glance, it might not strike you as something. But when you look at the rest of the creative, and it's Whedon and Kennedy in Portland that put this campaign together, when you look at the whole suite of things that go on with there, it makes a bit more sense than just looking at the slogan itself. So that's what we're talking about here on Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange today. Let's get your thoughts on tourism slogans, either real or imagined, at the local level, at the state level, any place you like it. Make one up for your own community and its own attributes, which we had some people do through our survey already. And or tell us about places where you think roads really need some attention. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I like one that Lita in Eugene sent in by email. She says, Oregon, we're not out of the woods yet.
a little ominous there, but I like it. I like it. Good one, Lita. I was thinking maybe we could play a little game here, Jeff. Maybe you could guess.
Oh boy.
Where this slogan came from that we got via our Facebook survey. And Jefferson Exchange is pretty easy to find on Facebook. If you like us there, you will see these surveys pop up on your feed every single week. You can also still take part at jeffexchange.org. But the game. This one, I'm going to throw you an easy one, Jeff. Welcome to blank. We'd like to hug you, but welcome to blank.
That would have to be Medford.
That's right. That one was submitted by Richard in Medford, Oregon. He said his favorite things about Medford. We asked him, what do you value most about where you live? Richard said of Medford, the people are hardworking, and for the most part, they care about each other.
That is nice. So, I mean, you can think about how the We Hug Visitors in Medford thing. In fact, I believe that originated with the late Patty Bills when she was the head of the visitor and convention efforts in Medford in the 80s into the 90s. Lovely lady, and it was a fun campaign, and it was nice to see the bear out there. But there were some times when political figures would come to town and they thought, oh, this guy in a bear suit's going to hug me now. So I can see where the creep factor, at least for some people, or the discomfort, let's put it that way.
Well, it certainly provokes a feeling. Mm-hmm. That feeling exists on a spectrum of human emotion. Who could predict? I think that's maybe not what you want in a slogan. You want something that's not going to polarize people's feelings towards men in bear suits.
Well said. Let's see. We have an email from Sharon in Ashland about roads. She talks about the misuse of taxpayer monies and road improvements, and she puts that in quotes locally. For example, the road diet through Phoenix and into Ashland to accommodate bikes when the Bear Creek Greenway bike path is 50 feet away. Number two, the foolish roundabout at a talent intersection that is an L. Roundabouts are supposed to create safe and fluid feeds from 3 or more intersections. Since people cannot run into each other at an L intersection, they don't even need a stop sign or stop light, let alone a huge concrete roundabout. Okay, I do know people in talent because I live there, and there is the plan for another leg coming off of that. But point taken, there's really just one way in and one way out of that roundabout. Sharon also takes exception to 1.5 weeks of Jackson County Road Department people to dig an irrigation ditch 3 times on a rural road at taxpayers' cost because the vineyard next to the ditch had problems with the water delivery and then the location and size of the new ditch. No cost to the vineyard or TID, so it was paid for by taxes, number 4, et cetera. So Sharon and Ashlyn, a few things to unload there about places where she has issues with roads in our region.
Yeah, and Sharon actually got that comment to us on Facebook, as many folks have, but, you know, got her head up, paying attention there. I blasted right through a freshly filled pothole just yesterday and had the smell of asphalt on my car still. So at least there are efforts going on.
All right, let's take another call. Here's Don and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Oh, good morning. Just for your former state, Wisconsin, they missed a great opportunity in the motto that sort of imitates the New Hampshire motto. I think it was "Eat cheese or die."
Right.
Instead live free or die.
Right. Yeah.
And for Oregon, we could use the title of a film we made at the University of Oregon, "Liking Rain." I think that would be good.
Liking Rain. Oh, that's a good one, Don. Thanks for those. Good to hear from you. Let's go on to, let's see, we have Steve and Eugene on the line as well. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy. My favorite tourist slogan is an old one, but a goodie. Don't Californicate Oregon.
Now, it was not an official tourism slogan, as you know. But, yeah, there were a lot of those stickers around for a while in Oregon, weren't there? In fact, on 2 different pulses, I think, Steve. And Steve is no longer there. Okay.
Yeah, he reminded me of another one of my favorite. I used to live in Austin, Texas, and their slogan, really popular, I think, Keep Austin Weird.
Uh-huh.
And that one really took off. You know, people used it to justify all manner of weird behavior.
Well, it's interesting to see that that's actually in a couple of places, because there's the Keep Portland Weird. There's that attitude as well. Similar communities in some ways. And I love some of the connections between communities of similar type, too, because I don't know if you heard that there is a daily flight from San Jose to Austin, which carries a lot of tech workers, because two hotbeds of the tech industry in those two towns. And it's referred to as the nerd bird.
The nerd bird.
By the people who take it on a regular basis. So lots of stuff to talk about in tourism. We want to know what you think about a tourism slogan that does or does not work in your mind, real or imagined, for your town, your county, your state. We talked about Grants Pass and It's the Climate, which Paul had mentioned seems just a little harsh when the rain is spattering really hard in Grants Pass.
But if Like and Rain is your slogan, then your state slogan, then you're set there, right?
That's true, yeah. It can give you, you know, it's weird, though, because depending on the size and the complexity of the state, and Oregon is a very varied state and landscape, anything that makes a reference to climate would be very different from place to place. So many people think of Oregon as this wet place covered with pine trees, and you just have to drive a few miles from where we're sitting over to the Cascade Crest and then on the other side, and things really get drier and thinner.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all place. You'll hear that at any county supervisors meeting you might attend. On our survey of listeners, we asked people for not so much state slogans, but for local slogans, for something to sum up their community. This one, Jeff, see if you can guess where this one came from. A great place to live if you don't mind inadequate health care services and a defunded sheriff's department.
That would have to be Josephine County, I'm thinking.
Ooh, I guess the competition might be stiff for this one. That actually came from Carter in Brookings, Oregon.
Ah, so Curry County.
Curry
as well,
County,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that one a little tongue in cheek. Nothing, no hard feelings there, Curry County, but Carter sounding off. This one a little bit more positive. It's great to be here. Roy and T in Etna, California sent that in.
Oh, that's really sweet.
For Etna.
All right, so as long as we're on the California side of the line, here's one from Bruce in Happy Camp who says, Happy Camp, heart of the Klamath, is our slogan, and is appropriate as we are centered in the mountain wilderness area. We like it. So thanks for that from Bruce in Happy Camp.
And reminiscent of our jumping off point here, the We Like It Here, You Might Too, a newly minted slogan by Travel Oregon, meant to sort of sum up the whole state. And like you said, you get into some dangerous terrain there. You can't really talk about rain and not leave the folks in eastern Oregon out. You can't really talk about probably a number of things that are still going to appeal to the whole state. We did pull up a list of present and past state slogans. I'm looking at Washington states right now. C'est moi? So I got some personal favorites on this list. That is among them. Also, Idaho, great potatoes. That's my topper.
That's actually a two-parter because it's.
Oh, it has to stay together.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, darn.
So go ahead, give the whole thing.
All right, Idaho, great potatoes, tasty destinations.
Gotta love that one. The say wa in Washington reminds me that when I did live in Wisconsin, close to the Michigan Upper Peninsula, there was the standard for the whole state, say yes to Michigan with a big exclamation point after the yes. And then because the accents is a little more arch in the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, there were additional stickers that said, say yeah to the UP, eh?
Hey.
So that was some fun stuff. Let's hear what you have to say about tourism slogans in your town. 800-838-3760 or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jose in Pleasant Hill. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Eugene, come here for the weeds. Stay for the nature.
Ah,
all right.
All right.
Got anything else there, Jose? Nope, nothing specifically.
We have another one from Eugene here on our survey. I'll just jump in. This one is also understated. This is from John in Eugene. He wrote in, thanks for visiting. Bye-bye now.
I noticed that one, yeah. We have another response to the other topic here on Vince Day. It's not just slogans. It's also about places where people think traveling could be improved by some work on the highways. And Joe in Talent writes, whoever came up with the new Phoenix overpass needs to be run out of the state. I've been all over the world in my 60 years, and that overpass and interchange takes the cake for the most convoluted, screwed-up designs. No one knows where to stop for the lights, cross-traffic is a nightmare, and just the mass of it is way out of proportion for the area. Makes one wonder if some investment group is planning on buying everything east of the freeway and building homes for the 1%. Too much money spent on it, too many opportunities for folks to get killed trying to get to Home Depot. Don't get me started on the lane reduction southbound through Phoenix or that stupid, useless roundabout in Talent. You know, I'd forgotten about the roundabout.
It's really touching some nerves today.
Well, what happens is that you come in on Valley View Road just off of 99, and then there's the roundabout, and there's only one way out of the roundabout. You can either go all the way around and come back out Valley View Road, or you continue along into the new leg of Main Street past the Camelot Theater in Talent.
So one way in, one way out of the roundabout. Why have a roundabout?
Well, because there's another part of there's another shoe, a very big one to drop, which is that the Talent Irrigation District owns a bunch of land on where the other leg of the roundabout would go, which would then allow a connection straight to Wagner Street. So you'd then come in off Valley View Road and go to either one of the two east-west main drags in Talent straight out of that roundabout, which you can with Main Street now, but not with Wagner Street.
You know, I thought that traffic circles were going out of style at one point, although it's interesting to see them come back. Where I grew up in Texas, there was a restaurant that used to sell T-shirts, tying back in with our slogan thing here, that said, "I survived the circle." And it was a reference to a traffic circle that had once been, the front of the restaurant. And so many people got in collisions there that "I survived the circle" sort of became a slogan for being an old school person from, and I'll give it away, that's Waco, Texas. Famous for many, many things.
Yeah, a bunch of things. It's funny you bring that up because it does seem like there are things that go in and out of fashion, even in highway design. And it does seem like roundabouts, or traffic circles, as we call them on the East Coast, had gone out of fashion, but now are back again in some places. Medford added one several years ago on Highland Drive where it meets Siskiyou Boulevard.
And the history of those, I was told at one point in urban planning, you know, if you go to, say, Washington, D.C. and the cradle of our democracy, you find a lot of traffic circles. And I was told that was so they could put a cannon in the middle of the circle and defend any thoroughfare with one cannon. I'm not sure how much water that holds in this century, but when you see the circles as this sort of, if you will, like a point or nerve for urban planning on the East Coast, that's what I always thought.
Well, Washington, D.C. is unique because of the way that Pierre L'Enfant envisioned it. You often have, instead of four streets coming to an intersection, you have five, which can cause some confusion for out-of-town drivers. I break into a cold sweat when you talk about Washington, D.C. traffic because I blew a red light in front of the White House and almost killed a couple of people, including myself. So bad memories there. I want to add, Joe in Talent had a little message I missed at the bottom of his discussion about the roundabout and the interchange. He also adds a slogan here: Talent, Oregon. Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
I like that
with
one.
With an LOL at the
end. We've got another one for Talent. Our name says it all, and Deb sent that one in.
Gotta like that one. Jim in Grants Pass is on the phone. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yes, good morning. So many people, you know, when they're going to travel or move, whatever, they go online and just, you know, surf the community.org stuff. I'd like to do one for Southern Oregon that would say something like, with a little smiley face up in the corner, "Hi, come see Southern Oregon. Kind of join us. We may all find the peace, P-E-A-C, we're looking for."
The peace we're looking for. Okay, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
It's got a ring to it. The peace we're looking for.
Absolutely.
That reminds me, see if you can guess where this one came from, Jeff. A town with 10,000 spiritual flavors.
Oh, I saw this one already. I'm disqualified because I saw these results in the survey already. This is Ashland, right?
That's Ashland, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was from Bill in Ashland, actually, a town with 10,000 spiritual flavors. Another suggestion for Ashland that came out of our survey: it's a little slice of heaven. Come take a bite.
Lovely. You can join us here on The Exchange as well. We're talking about tourism slogans, real or imagined, and places where you think traffic needs to be dealt with somewhat differently. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. And we have the results from our survey as well. And people are joining us as well via Facebook. Scott in Ashland writes in, "You may recall the catchphrase from Bill Clinton's 1990 campaign, 'It's the economy, stupid.' Whenever I see that banner in downtown Grants Pass, I think, 'It's the climate, stupid.'" Well, you got most of it there, Scott. We can leave the stupid off, though, and it seems like everybody's kind of happy with it.
I feel like there's a lot of power in that stupid, actually. It really changes things, you know, from the professorial to the snarky. And in this case, that's okay. We're not actually a governing tourism board here on the Jefferson Exchange. Just having a little fun.
We are indeed. We are indeed. Let's see. Mike in Medford writes about traffic. He says, our bike and pedestrian infrastructure in Medford is a joke. The bike paths are unevenly painted, and the sharrows, which are the ones that show that you're going to share the pavement with the cars, are off to the side. It looks like our traffic engineers have schooling from the 50s, where cars reign supreme. That from Mike in Medford.
Land of the driverless cars.
Love that one from Paul.
Yeah, Paul and Grant's Pass. Some of these state slogans here, I'm thinking of Connecticut, full of surprises, which I'm surprised that one made it to ink, actually, because when I think about something that's full of surprises,
it's not necessarily a good thing.
Can go a lot of ways.
I did go to high school in Connecticut, and I never understood why it was called the Nutmeg State. To this day, I don't understand. Yeah, people from Connecticut are called nutmeggers sometimes.
Huh, maybe somebody out there can help us with that. We got a couple more minutes here to take calls.
I noticed that Delaware, one of its slogans, made reference to the size of the state. And its slogan was Small Wonder.
And its other slogan, it's interesting, I also highlighted Delaware as sort of my list. It's good being first, uh-huh. Delaware, which I don't know that, you know, you don't need to rub it in for 200 some odd years.
Let's
move along, Delaware.
Right. Come on, Delaware, what else you got?
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, right. We should come back to some of the other Oregon campaigns because it seems like every time Oregon comes out with a new tourism slogan, there are some bullets shot at them. Because, for example, the previous slogan before the current one, the We Like It, You Might Too, was We Love Dreamers, which had people going, what does that mean? And then there was the 1987 through 2003 version, which was, things look different here.
They sure do, Jeff.
Let's, Megan, I have one more of those that we haven't played yet. It's interesting just the various ways in which this current Oregon campaign went. This one's about cell service.
What we lack in cell service, we make up in nature service.
And there's the trill that shows the slogan, We Like It, You Might Too. It's a person mountain biking across this vast expanse of flat desert. So, it's actually some interesting visuals here. I certainly urge anybody to take a look at the campaigns for your own state, and you'll be on firmer ground throwing the snark around.
I love that trill. I would like that trill itself to be the slope.
We need a trill of our own, I think, to be a Vents Day sounder so we can let people know we're starting our Vents Day segment.
Yeah,
and ending it, for that matter, which you can hear right now is coming. So a lot of fun here on Vents Day. And yes, there are more weighty things in the world we could have been talking about. But once in a while, we got to go with the fun stuff, too.
We sure do.
All right. Thanks for listening to this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley.
And I'm Emily Curitan.